Chapter 8 Visiting Mr. Wemmick and Mr. Jaggers. Herbert introduced me to his father, who lived the other side of London in Hammersmith. In the next few months I studied hard with Mr. Pocket, who was always a most kind and helpful teacher. I divided my time between Herbert's and his father's home. If I needed money, I collected it from Wemmick at Mr. Jagger's office, and there seemed to be plenty of money available. There were two other gentlemen studying at Mr. Pocket's. They were quite different from each other. Bentley Drummle came from a rich family living in the country. He was lazy, proud, mean and stupid. I much preferred Startop, who was a pleasant, sensitive young man. He and I used to row our boats up and down the river together. But Herbert was my greatest friend, and we used to spend most of our time with each other. One day, when I was collecting my money from Wemmick, he invited me to his house at Walworth, a village outside London.
"You don't mind walking there, Mr. Pip?" he asked. "I like to get some exercise if I can. For dinner we're having a roast chicken. I think it'll be a good one, because I got it from one of our clients. I always accept any little presents from clients, especially if it's cash, or anything that can easily be changed into cash. You see these rings I'm wearing? Given by clients just before they died. All hanged they were. By the way, I hope you won't mind meeting my aged parent."
"No, of course not," I said quickly.
"You haven't had dinner with Mr. Jaggers yet?"
Wemmick continued.
"He's inviting you and the other three young gentlemen tomorrow. There'll be good food and drink at his house. But I'll tell you something, Mr. Pip. When you're there, look at his housekeeper.